WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
And I'm glad to welcome back into the WNRN studios, Jan Smith. Good morning, Jan.
Hello, Ann.
I'm so glad that you're here with me this morning. It has to have been a while because I think that you've been a mother for a while, and I don't think you've been in here since your son has been born.
I was trying to remember whether he had been born the last time I was in here. I couldn't remember, but yeah, he's almost 20 months old.
So
now.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, not that I'm stalking you on Facebook or anything, but it seems like you're having a really good time. I mean, whatever you're posting about your time with him seems to be very joyful.
Yes, it seems like almost every one of my Facebook posts is about my son. It's the best experience I have ever had in my life. It's just wonderful, and he might be listening out there in the kitchen with his dad this morning. Often when I go to get him up from his crib in the morning, I sing to him the song from Singing in the Rain, the Good Morning song from Singing in the Rain. And today I did that, and then I was getting him dressed, and he said, "Good morning." So that's the big news that I have today, is that my son said good morning for the first time.
Awesome. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Has, you know, being a mom and being so devoted to your son kind of put a damper on your songwriting, or are you still writing?
I have to be honest, I'm not really writing right now. I'm not writing right now, but I must say that it seems like music is more my career than ever, because, I mean, it's part-time, but we really, you know, I depend on my music income. You know, it's definitely part of our budget, and and I'm so grateful to music right now, because it's enabling me to stay home with Lewis and to do what I want to do, and So music is still very much a part of my life.
Well, you know, Susan Tedeschi had all these kids with Derek Trucks, and at some point she was due for the next album, and she just whipped out this album of covers, and it was fantastic. I mean, she just didn't have the energy to be doing the songwriting, but she still had the energy to learn songs and to put out an amazing album. Have you been kind of deepening, you know, your listening of other music and learning songs from other people?
Well, I've mostly been listening to cowboy songs by Riders in the Sky, because that's Lewis's favorite band right now.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, he has a word for yodeling, and his word for yodeling is Lilo, and he's heard his dad sing Riders in the Sky songs around the house. So when we're driving in the car, my son always yells out, "Daddy Lilo, Daddy Lilo," which means I have to put on the Riders in the Sky CD. So I've been listening to that mostly. And it's really fun stuff. I have this like dream of learning all these cowboy songs and singing them out by a campfire. But I've been, over the past couple years, we've been working on a lot of cover tunes, for wedding reception gigs. My husband and I and other bandmates have been playing a lot of wedding ceremonies and receptions and other private events, and that's just been a ton of fun, and it's a good way to you know, I really have to sit down and learn these songs, some of which I've never even heard before. Recently, a bride requested a song called I Loved Her First, for her first dance with her dad. And it's a really sweet, you know, country song about a dad sort of, moving into that next stage of his relationship with his daughter when she goes and gets married. So that's been a good experience.
I've got Jan Smith here in the WNRN studios this morning. She is playing tomorrow night with her trio, at Mockingbird Cafe and Roots Music Hall. It opened last weekend, a sold-out crowd. It's really a great room, and I'm sure you're going to have a really good time there tomorrow, Jan. But how about a song for us?
Sure, sure. This is a tune that I have not recorded yet. I might have played it here the last time. I can't remember. But the next album, whenever it comes together, will be very much centered in our home, in our you know, simple domestic details of life, and this is one such song.
The new moon shines on this highway from North Carolina to home, and every radio station plays an insincere song. I've traveled and seen pretty places, the Sierras and old Paris, France. Still my favorite space is bordered by you when we dance. Dance with me one time, dance with me more. Stand here and sway on an old kitchen floor. Time. Drink with me twice. Drink to our love and our own paradise. Baby, your love is more than I ever hoped for. In my sad, lonesome youth, you are my true. Are few, but offer to me one invitation and I'll go on dancing with you. Dance with me one time, dance with me more. Stand here and sway on an old kitchen floor. Drink with me one time, drink with me twice. Drink to our love and our own. Drink to our love and our own paradise.
Jan Smith in the WNRN studios this morning. She'll be playing tomorrow night with her trio at Mockingbird Cafe and Music Hall. Shows there start around 8 o'clock, and we do have a pair of tickets to the show we'll give out a little bit later on. I was thinking this week that you and I have kind of lived somewhat parallel lives, because we arrived here in this area about the same time and kind of have settled here, at least for the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been nice to, you know, watch you in some ways kind of, you know, kind of have, you know, meet an amazing man, marry him, have a kid, and do all these different things. And you've also, you know, very kind of methodically put out a couple of different albums. And what great music you have.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, when you guys are going to, you know, you talk about doing these wedding gigs, but when you're, mm-hmm. when you do the trio, what mm-hmm. are you guys focused on in terms of the music that you're going to play?
It's going to be mostly original music when we do a trio concert, and we'll also throw in some classic cover tunes, classic country cover tunes, and also I'm going to try to get the guys to sing a couple tunes themselves. My husband Jeff Vogelsang will be there playing mandolin and guitar, left-handed, which is always weird. But I'm gonna get him to do maybe an instrumental, maybe sing some, And we'll also be joined by our good friend Zach Deming, who's going to play upright bass. And Zach also plays banjo in Jeff's traditional bluegrass band, the Virginia Ramblers. And he is a great musician and a fine singer, too. So I was emailing with Zach, and I asked him if I could get him to sing a couple tunes as well. He and Jeff actually have a great harmony. They have a great duet, and I'm always trying to encourage them to sing more and actually to get out and do some gigs of their own, because I just love their duet. So Zach will bring his upright bass up to the lead microphone and sing a couple tunes as well tomorrow night.
Jan Smith is my guest in the WNRN studios this morning. Well, since we kind of talked about the fact that you've been here about 10 years, that's right?
I guess that's right.
Tell us a little bit about where you came from when you started writing songs, because it's been a while since you've been here. It's mm-hmm. kind of time to, you know, go over that information again.
Okay. I grew up just across the river from Louisville, Kentucky, in a tiny town right off the interstate. And I grew up hearing a lot of country music and bluegrass music. That was the music that my parents always listened to. And my dad has always played guitar, and he's a great singer, too. So that's how I got introduced to music, really. One of the first songs I ever remember hearing was John Prine's Paradise. My dad always sang that, and Merle Haggard tunes, and Hank Williams, and George Jones, and all that. So when I was in high school, I just got interested in learning how to play Dad's guitar, which was like a 1963 Gibson acoustic electric sunburst top, just like the one that John Lennon played, I think. So I started playing a few chords on there and from a book, and then Dad started showing me some chords too. So I started that way, and then in college, a friend of mine had written lyrics and had a melody, but he didn't play guitar, so he asked me to bring his guitar over. And so we worked up his song, and I thought, well, if he can do it, you know, maybe I can do it too. You know, it seems like a fun thing to try to do. So I wrote my first song as a sophomore in college. And moved to San Francisco after college and encountered a really cool open mic scene. It was a great way to meet people. I didn't know anyone in the entire... Well, I knew maybe two people in the entire city, so it was a good way to get out there and meet people. But didn't play music with other people until I moved to Virginia in 2000. I was always just, you know, singing my own songs by myself, a few songs here and there at open mics or doing featured sets and things like that. So it's been a 10-year process of learning how to play music with other people and how to harmonize and how to make room for lead breaks and all that good stuff.
My guest this morning is Jan Smith. She will be playing at the Mockingbird Cafe and Roots Music Hall tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Well, I just remember when you first moved to town. I was rather new, so I didn't really know who had been here very long. But one of my first people I interviewed was with Danny Schmidt. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, have you heard of this gal Jan Smith? She's really good. So it wasn't that long until we met. It was nice.
Well, he was always a great friend and champion of my music. And best of luck to Danny out there. He's out touring and really making a go of his music career.
Yeah, I was just so pleased that he made it onto Red House Records as well. And what an amazing CD he put out there. Jan, another yes. song here?
Sure thing. This is another one that has not been recorded yet.
Will you call? Will you see me at all? Or have I missed the ball completely? can rave and I can shout. I'm a sad old roustabout, but I can love you without a doubt. And sweetly, this ain't some game we're playing. This ain't no daytime show. It's all in the moving and staying, and all kinds of things I don't know. Well, the washboard in the road, it'll rattle and shake your load, but I will hang on, I will hold, I swear it. Mama and Daddy too, oh, they don't get their due. But when I make you blue, I can't bear it. This ain't some game we're playing. This ain't no It's all in the moving and staying, and all kinds of things I don't know. Well, I'm growing up right here where I stand. High on a rocky and rough piece of land. Lord, I don't feel like trying. Oh, but baby, you're so demanding. You're demanding, yes, you are. When I call, will you hear me at all? Will you be my baby doll for always? This ain't some game we're playing. This ain't no daytime show. It's all in the moving and staying, and all kinds of things I don't even know.
Live music in the WNRN studios this morning with Jan Smith. She will be at the Mockingbird Cafe and Music Hall tomorrow at 8 o'clock. My guest this morning is Jan Smith, and she is going to be playing along with her trio at Mockingbird Cafe and Music Hall in Stanton. It just opened last week to a sold-out crowd with Trent Wagler. And I know that Larry Keel was there last night, and so you're going to do the third show, Jan.
Wow. Tough acts to follow.
Well, no, each one has their own little angle, and it's kind of good. I guess one of the things might be good to talk a little bit about, you know, what the Mockingbird is, and I know just from the name, and also, of course, conversation with Wade as well, that this is a music hall that is seeking out music that's of a traditional nature. Mm-hmm. And certainly you all fit the bill. How did you meet Wade?
I met Wade when he was hosting an acoustic concert series at Queen City Brewing, also in Stanton. I'm not sure whether that's open anymore, but he hired me to come in there and play, and I played there one or two times and had a lovely time. And Wade Loon is now, I believe, the owner of Mockingbird, and is booking the music in the music hall. And he gave me a call and asked me to come down and play, and I was, thrilled to hear. I'm thrilled that there's a new listening room in the area, and Wade is a true professional. He's in it for the music. He's a music lover, and just a real charming guy. So it should be a lot of fun. And I know the restaurant part of the of Mockingbird is really focused on local, locally produced foods. I think the tagline for the restaurant is artisan fare and roots music, which are two of my favorite things. So it's right up my alley.
Well, definitely up mine as well. Well, Jen, let's have one more song before we say goodbye for today.
I can do it.
Out in the country, people work hard. There's dirt in the kitchen and rocks in the yard. Nobody hears you when you complain. Cry like a baby and you cry in vain. Country, the sun rises high, and a country girl's rest is a stretch and a sigh. Saturday nights are bright in the town, but out in the country, you turn your lamp down. Love, love, oh my dear old love, take down your guitar and play. Love, love, my dear old love,
Jan Smith, live in the WNRN studios this morning. She and her trio are going to be at Mockingbird Cafe and Roots Music Hall in Stanton tomorrow night at 8. Well, Jan, just thinking about the fact that you play a lot of new songs this morning, and imagine there may be a few more that you'll be playing tomorrow night as well. So it's kind of nice to be able to offer some new material to people when you go out and play live. You're going to have a few other ones that aren't on your records that you'll be playing?
Yes, I think so. I've got one that I've actually never performed out anywhere before that I wrote a few years ago, and it's kind of stuck in my head. So I might give that a shot tomorrow night, too.
Cool. Yeah. Well, Jan, always a pleasure to see you, and thank you so much for coming in today and playing live.
Thank you very much.